mistakes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the show.
Welcome to a very special episode of 7 Second Delay.
It is?
Yes. It's a 4:30. It's an after school special episode.
It will be special whether it works or not, I guess, right?
Yep.
Well, no, it won't be. If it doesn't work, it will be the longest hour of your life. That's a promise. But it should work. I mean, we tested it. We've been testing it all week. It worked. Why would it not work? It worked this afternoon.
Well, because we haven't really tested it
in
what's known as production. Yeah, we haven't put it into
production. But Dave ran through it yesterday.
Why don't you back up a second and explain? Why don't you?
Okay.
You're jumping right past the foreplay. I've never seen
this. Yeah, I'm very excited.
I've never seen you this excited about any show we've ever done.
If it works, we're making radio history.
Yes.
What does making radio history mean? Will we be feted somewhere? Is there a radio hall of fame that we should notify?
There is a radio hall of fame.
Well, maybe they would be interested in this if it works. Okay, I'll back up. So I had this idea a few weeks ago, and it seemed like an impossible dream. I wondered if it would be possible. You know, we broadcast live. About half of our listeners are online, digital listeners. Half of them are listening the broadcast signal over the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, would it be possible, this was my dream, to isolate randomly, choose one listener of the 20,000, more or less 20,000 that are listening.
Yeah.
One listener and just broadcast to them one-on-one, me and Ken, one listener chosen at random, and the other listeners would hear something else, maybe a rerun or we've actually selected tonight, we're going to play Eat a Peach, the Allman Brothers a long instrumental from the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, you said you needed something that would be
something,
about 30 minutes long.
That will entertain the losers.
So I thought,
there's going to be one winner. It's like Powerball. It's radio Powerball.
Yeah, it's interesting how you think about the one lucky listener who's going to get to be able to hear us. But
yeah.
Of course, I was thinking that what you really want to do is black out all of our listeners.
All but one.
Yeah, true.
One.
All but one.
It's radio Powerball. What? If you ran the lottery, would you have everyone win? No. It's radio Powerball. So anyway, I thought it was impossible. How could such a thing be possible?
Yeah, I totally scoffed at it the first time you told me.
That's right. But then
I told you that it was completely impossible to do this.
But then we found our mad scientist, our genius, right?
Yeah, Dave Amels.
Dave Amels.
Who's known on the air as DA the DJ. You've heard him on the air, and he's one of the brains behind the Rock and Soul radio stream.
Would you say he's smarter than you and me combined?
Yes.
Would you say I would agree, but not much smarter.
No, he's a whole lot smarter than both you and me combined. And he knows computers. He knows what's known as RF, radio frequency. So he knows broadcasting. He now knows AI and large language models.
And he worked on the problem. He said, I think I can crack this. And he worked on the problem. And
he actually created the first AI DJ long before, you know, recently a whole bunch of places have claimed that they created the first AI DJ. But it really was Dave.
Well, what he built for us tonight is a version of AI.
Yeah,
or AI is incorporated. And he calls it the Isolator Bunny. I don't know what bunny. We should call him.
He has an AI character called the bunny. So this is, I guess, is a build out of the bunny. Yeah, let's go.
So the bottom line is at around half past, we're going to throw the switch, or Dave will throw the switch. We're going to feed the signal through him. And one listener, it may be someone listening on the radio, maybe someone listening digitally. One listener, and only one, will hear Ken and I, and we will have a very special, intimate 20-25 minutes with one listener, and we'll confirm that the listener is receiving it, and all the other loser listeners, we'll call them the losers, we'll listen to the Allman Brothers for a few minutes, right?
A few minutes.
Well, 25 minutes.
Yeah, the second half of the show.
Luckily, it's the Allman Brothers.
The second half of the show, bottom line is...
And this is before the big plane crash, when they were all...
Yes.
And they were all together and happy.
Well, no, you're thinking of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right.
This was before the motorcycle crash.
Oh, that's true.
That took two members. That took Dwayne and another member.
Okay. So it's Radio Powerball. If it works, if it doesn't work, I'm apologizing. If this doesn't work, I'm telling you right now, I'm leaving. I'm just getting up and going. I don't know what I would do.
You did a lot of testing. I will give that to you.
Well,
you did a lot of testing. I don't remember the last time I saw you work so hard on an episode.
Well, one thing we will do is for that one special, we were trying to think, how can we make it special for that one listener? And I have a very personal, kind of embarrassing story about myself, something that happened that I have never told anyone. I don't even think my wife knows this
story.
How
old were you when this happened?
I was a freshman in college.
Uh-huh.
And you know what occurs to me now? I know the odds are one in like 21,000 or something, but what if Beth, my wife, is the one listener that gets... No one will believe it, right?
Yeah, that's
it's too, as if the lotto supervisor... Much. It's as if the lotto supervisor's cousin won the lottery.
Too much of a coincidence there.
But it could happen. Or your wife could be the lucky receiver.
Yeah, it's possible.
I wouldn't bet on it.
It's possible.
Anyway, even Bethy doesn't know the story. Do you have a personal story to share with our lucky listener?
I do. I have a really awful story.
So our lucky listener will hear awful, personal, embarrassing, excruciatingly painful stories from me and Ken.
Yeah, I think once I tell my story, I think people will have a lot more insight about how I ended up this way.
Oh, I wish I could lose more respect for you, because that's always fun for me, but I'm at zero now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that won't be happening.
Well, you might gain empathy for me.
No, that's not going to happen either.
Okay.
I tried that once. To be honest, I got a crick in my neck.
That was probably unrelated to the empathy.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, us sociopaths have these problems, these side effects when we try to empathize. So you want to talk to Dave Amil?
Yeah, let's call up DA the DJ.
Okay.
Whoops, where are we here? There we are.
He's my new hero.
Yeah, you two really.
Well, I couldn't believe. Well, I couldn't believe he
was. He was our. He was our organist for all of our UCB shows.
Yeah, who knew he was this multi-talented?
Oh, I knew.
Well, no one ever mentioned it to me. I wonder how technical we should dig down. How we should drill down. I bet people want to know a little bit, right?
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, Dave. You're on the air with me and my. My cohort.
Excellent.
My name's Ken.
My co-pilot. I'm writing it down. Ken. I'll never forget that again. And
can you hear me okay?
Yep.
We can. And Dave, thanks again for your work on this. I don't know if you've been listening, but I did reveal a little bit. I did reveal your pet name for your little invention.
Oh, the Isolator Bunny.
The Isolator Bunny. And I guess people might want to hear a little, I mean, in layman's terms and kind of broad strokes, people are maybe skeptical. I'm not reading the chat board, but I'm sure they're skeptical. But how are we going to isolate and choose randomly one listener to receive our signal?
Right. Well, there's two types of listeners on WFMU. There's people listening online, which that is easy to intercept.
Right.
Right. You can just hijack their stream.
Yeah, when Andy first told me the idea, that's what I told him, that we could do it online, but we could never do it over broadcast.
Well, but you have to complete the picture. You have to isolate one person, either broadcast or online. So online was not the big challenge.
Right. Yeah, the FM was, but there is a way to do it. we can actually catalog all the listeners in the area using triangulation on there's a thing called a local oscillator. It's 10.7 megahertz below 91.1, roughly 80 megahertz. And so we have three antennas set up, and we can triangulate the whole area and get a big map of all the listeners. It's similar to what they do in England, where they go around in the van to find out if you had your broadcast or your receiver license.
That's right. You had to pay a tax to own a radio.
Yeah.
Right.
So utilizing that, we have a big map of where everybody is. We can generate a very narrow beam to just pick out one of those people in the map, because it originates from three places and it adds up at one place. Oh, so I should say there's something called the capture effect in FM, where you just need a signal that's just slightly stronger than the carrier on 91.1, and that's all the FM receiver will hear. It won't even know what's coming from the transmitter in East Orange. And so that's the method we're going to do. We're going to triangulate on one person. And, of course, I was asked to make this random, and in truth, we basically don't know which one of the people listening. We don't know their identity. We don't know anything about them.
We won't even know if they're listening on broadcast or listening on digitally.
Yes, because you've Isolator Bunny.
Yes,
you've revealed that to us.
It's kind of like you build a black box for legal reasons. We're not going to identify.
Right. We have to keep personal information.
But we can legally, we can invite them to call us, and they can identify themselves.
And then it's on them if they want to call.
And you were explaining also that every FM signal, you think 91.1, they're all identical, but each receiver.
Yeah, they're all slightly different, and you can fingerprint them, basically.
If you take each one, one receiver is tuned to 91.1, 00344,
right.
And then across the street, the neighbor's receiver is tuned to 91.1 00538. So if you take it four or five decimal points,
right,
they're all a little different.
They basically have a fingerprint to them, and they might waver a bit in a certain way, and that's part of the fingerprint.
So one listener, I don't know, I've been calling them one lucky listener, but really you could argue they're the unlucky listener. One unluckiest listener. will have to hear you and me, Ken, for 25 minutes, while everyone else gets to hear the Allman Brothers in their prime.
Yeah,
I bet there are. I bet most of our listeners will be more than happy to hear the Allman Brothers for 25 minutes.
What happens if the one listener who's getting the show that we're going to do, if they prefer to hear the Allman Brothers, what could they do?
I guess they would
move elsewhere.
I guess they could always turn us off and play the Allman Brothers.
Turn it off and turn it on again?
No, because we've locked into their receiver. Maybe they could play the Allman Brothers later tonight.
Yeah.
It's a good question, Ken. I'm glad you're asking questions. Yeah. That's how you learn, asking questions.
Thank you. I'm really impressed with how much you've learned from Dave.
Well, I didn't understand. I understood less than 10% of what he said.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, at 6:30, Dave's going to throw a switch. And
I have a NASA rocket countdown.
Right. We're going to isolate. We're going to Dave's program, his isolator bunny, is going to randomly choose one receiver. And for the next 25 minutes or however long the Allman Brothers can play.
Oh, they can play a good long time.
Before their fingers start bleeding. For the next 25 minutes, Ken and I will be talking to one lucky listener.
It's always been your dream to shut down all the listeners.
Well, to go to talk, that's how radio should be. It should be an intimate experience.
Well, it's called,
and it's never been an intimate experience.
It's called broadcasting for a reason.
Well, this is called narrowcasting.
Unicasting.
Yeah, unicasting. It's our unicasting show. Yeah. We're pioneers. We're unicasting pioneers, Ken.
Yeah.
It'll feel so cool, Ken, to be talking to one person. Be like a real conversation.
I think that...
It'll be liberating.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's out there, they're thinking, oh, it probably won't be me, but what if it is? Everyone's getting very excited. You can feel it, can't you?
A little bit, yeah.
No, I can't. I just made
you
that
can't?
Up.
Okay.
I made that up. Well, Dave, what are the other applications for this? I mean, would the military be interested in this?
Well, it is actually employed in defense and other places. So
it probably.
It's never used for this purpose exactly. I mean, this is rather an odd application.
Well, now the military realizes they can send a signal to their spy to one receiver behind the lines, and every other person listening would hear the Allman Brothers. Now the military can incorporate this protocol. Thank you enough. If you could just be available at 6:30 when we throw the switch,
sure.
Just to confirm that the signal's being received, and I'm sure who's ever listening will. What if the person who's listening is just shy, Ken? Or what if they're driving and they can't call us?
I don't
know who they are or where they are.
Yeah, I have to admit that I was a little bit worried.
They could be overseas?
Yeah, they may not be able to call at all.
Oh, boy.
That's the fatal flaw. Well, there's a lot of fatal flaws.
No, if they're lucky enough to be receiving, they'll be so excited. And what if I sweeten the pot? What if we offer them, may I offer them, if they're lucky enough, may I offer them free admission to the record fair?
Sure.
Would you? Would you mind that?
Yeah. No,
they
problem.
They could identify themselves at the door?
Yep.
Plus one? Can they bring a plus one?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't.
The record fair is this weekend, by the way, at the Knockdown Center in Queens.
What kind of date is that? Hey, honey, you want to go to the record fair? You want to watch me stand in front of a folding table and look for Connie Francis records?
You're going to have your own personal bathroom at the Knockdown Center.
It's called the Knockdown Center?
Yeah.
That's appetizing.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Queens on Flushing Avenue.
Dave, are you going to the record fair?
I'll try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that was an option. Yeah, I'll try too. Perfect.
Good news
Perfect
about the
response.
Record fair. Good news, by the way, there is going to be a shuttle bus from the Jefferson Street L stop to go to the Knockdown Center.
Oh, it'll be going back and forth?
Yep, every 20 minutes.
Wow, that is good news.
So you can get off at the Jefferson Street station for the L. You can either hop on the number 57 bus, or you can walk it, or you can wait for the shuttle, which comes every 20 minutes.
Think how exciting it will be on that bus. People are all excited. Yeah. People have their wish list with them.
Maybe I'll just ride the shuttle all day.
Yeah. People, oh boy, I hope they have that. I hope they have Dusty in Memphis. Ooh, in VG condition. That's the one I've been missing.
Do you have Dusty in Memphis in VG condition?
I believe I might have Dusty in Memphis on vinyl.
Nice.
But then think of the bummer on the way home.
When you don't find it?
Oh, yeah, when you don't find it. Oh, no. This is my impression of everybody on the shuttle bus going home. Oh, no. What is that, a scratch? That's my impression. Everybody on the bus.
Uh-huh. People usually...
Hold on. This one is warped. Hold on. Can we turn around? My quick impression of everybody on the shuttle going home.
So, Dave, you've called this device...
I should have talked to that girl. Uh-huh. That's what they're saying.
What girl?
No, there's a girl coming, right, Ken? You're shipping them in, aren't you?
No, there is a girl coming.
There's a girl coming. Yeah. Which day is she coming?
She's coming on Saturday.
Okay. That's when I'm going. That's when I'm going.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
You might get to meet her.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the movie Rat Race?
I'll introduce you.
That'll be me.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. What was your favorite scene in Rat Race?
The Ken Friedman rocket scientist scene.
Yeah, the Ken Friedman.
Of course. So, Dave, you call this device the Isolator Bunny, and the Bunny is an AI program that you wrote for the Rock and Soul radio stream. Is that right?
Yeah, about 5 years ago, and I guess it's been on the air about 3.5 years.
And it actually does a lot of things, right? Is this the device that does requests and poetry and all that?
Yeah, it does an overnight show with an AI similar to radio legend Allison Steele.
Ah, I grew up listening to Allison Steele.
Yeah, and the Bunny is more of an AM radio DJ.
I listened to Allison Steele a lot, but didn't grow up.
You didn't listen to Allison Steele.
I knew Allison Steele, yeah. What station was she on?
She was on NEW.
Yeah, NEW, that's
and
right.
PLJ or before that.
I believe before she was on NEW, she was at a different station.
But you were down in Philadelphia.
I knew about Allison Steele.
You were listening to the Philadelphia station.
Yeah, MMR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my station.
Yeah, you weren't listening to the cool stations.
Shut up. You know, words hurt, you know.
I thought you don't get offended at anything.
Oh, yeah, except when you insult my childhood radio station.
Oh, okay, then you get offended.
MMR was damn cool.
Yeah, no, MMR was a famous station. Yeah.
Okay, so we're 6 minutes away from throwing the switch. One listener, if you're tuning in late, first off, I envy you. Thanks to Dave Emiles and his Isolator Bunny, his ingenious invention, we can isolate one receiver.
And Dave, do you think this is really going to work?
It worked in rehearsal. We practiced.
It'll definitely work.
You're really that confident?
Yes.
It'll be heartbreaking if it doesn't. Okay. I wouldn't know what to do for 25 minutes. Are we going to listen to the whole Allman Brothers if it doesn't work?
I guess so.
No, if it's not working, why? No. I'm leaving if it doesn't work. Look. And if it works, one lucky listener will hear me and Ken for 25 minutes. All the other listeners, everyone else, will listen to the Allman Brothers. And that lucky listener will please call and identify yourself. And we have valuable prizes.
They get a free pass for two to the record fair this week.
Right, free pass for two, and maybe we'll throw in a T-shirt. We can sweeten the pot. There are lucky listeners. They're going to hear personal confessions from me and Ken.
Ballpark Frank has a good idea. He said he's going to turn WFMU on all of his radios.
Oh, to increase his odds.
Yeah, to increase his odds that he'll be the one radio able to hear the show.
That's like buying multiple lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, very clever.
Good idea,
very,
Frank.
He's one step ahead of us.
Oh, okay. Oscar has a question, Dave. What if the Isolator Bunny zeroes in on somebody who's just flipping past FMU at that moment? You know what I mean?
Well, so what'll happen, it looks that for some persistence that's been there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be somebody who's just dial flipping.
No, okay. No.
Are we going to disappoint? We're going to disappoint 99.99999% of our listeners.
Yeah, that's why you love this idea.
Usually
so
we bat 1,000. This is actually a big success for us. We're going to make at least one listener very happy. That's guaranteed. How many times have we been able to say that? Guaranteed success. On a small scale.
Eyeball Kid wants to know what the archive for the show will be. Unfortunately, the archive is going to have to be the Allman Brothers version.
Yeah, there's no way to record.
Yeah, we can't record the thing because it gets recorded at FMU. And we don't want FMU to be one of the radios.
But I'm pulling for, what was his name? The guy that left that?
Eyeball Kid?
I'm pulling for him. My money's on him.
Your money's on Eyeball Kid.
Okay. It could happen. It's getting exciting. We're 4 minutes away. I'm very excited.
And now Herb has a question. He says, He says, my mom's radio is on WFMU always, but no one is ever home.
Oh, that is a risk that we're taking. Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. Or somebody turned it on this morning and had a heart attack at 3 p.m. and is lying dead in the kitchen.
Okay.
That's a risk we have to take.
So if we do this and it works and nobody calls, then we'll know that it's Herb's mom.
Right. Yeah, or there's a good chance.
Or the guy, mom. Or the guy who had the heart attack.
Yeah,
one or the other.
There might be a third option out there, but that I guess. But they'll call. They've got to call. They'll be so excited. They'll be so pumped, especially with the prizes. The carrots were dangling.
Oh,
a free pass
to the record fair.
A bumper sticker, a T-shirt.
Oh, I didn't know about these.
Would they get FaceTime with you, Ken?
Okay.
They get to hang with you a little bit.
You better start keeping a list
Take
here.
A selfie with Ken. Well, and then we'll find someone that looks like me, and you can take a selfie with them. I won't be there. Somebody that looks like me will take a selfie with you.
So,
and then you send me a copy of that photo, and I'll initial it.
Do I really have to save your bathroom? You asked me to reserve a bathroom
for
you.
Yeah, please do.
Save it?
I might drop in. That would be sweet of you. Thank you.
I'd rather not.
The lucky listener not only gets a free pass, they get to use my bathroom.
Oh.
The lucky listener. Okay. And we'll know in just 3 minutes. Oh, I'm getting very excited.
Okay, so why don't you explain, for people who may have just tuned in, they might not understand the high concept.
Okay, we're
here
on the phone with our resident mad scientist, with our genius, Dave Amiels. And he has built...
Dave Amiels.
Amiels, that's right, Amiels. And I believe it's Amiels.
No, it's Amiels.
Dave...
It doesn't matter.
Right. He has built a device. He calls it the Isolator Bunny. I don't quite get that reference, but
it's the bunny from the Rock and Soul Radio Station.
He's going to send our signal through that device in just 3 minutes. And that device will isolate one receiver, either a digital signal or a broadcast signal. It's been constructed where it will choose one at random, and no one, for legal reasons, no one will know who's receiving it. But that one receiver will hear Ken and I for 25 minutes. Everybody else will hear the Allman Brothers. But please don't turn it off. I mean, at 7:05, we'll be back, right, Ken?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
We'll be back live.
We'll come back live right at the end. Okay, sounds good.
And to say goodbye and to thank. And maybe then everyone... Well, we can introduce our lucky listener to our other listeners, to the losers.
Herb's mom, you mean?
To Herb's mom, yeah. To the loser listeners. What will you be? Will you be our lucky Powerball winner or one of our loser listeners? We'll know in just 1 minute.
Do you have to call them loser listeners?
No, I don't have to. It just brings me joy. Who will it be?
Only you would be excited about undoing the wonders of broadcasting.
Well, we're unicasting. We're pioneers. We're breaking new ground.
Yeah, it's known as having...
It's us one-on-one with one listener.
Right.
Getting personal, up close and personal.
Yeah.
It's a new kind of radio.
Right. It's known as talking.
Why don't we do this? Yeah, conversation. But we could do this every week. We could choose one listener every week. A different listener.
Yes.
I mean, I assume it's a different listener. The odds are it will be a different listener.
Yes.
That would be an exciting show. People would tune in every... I guess they'd only tune in for the first minute. Because once they hear Sweet Baby James, They're going to just turn it on.
I see. So you, so if this works and we're 30 seconds away, then you want to do it every week. That's what you're saying.
You'll see how much fun this is.
Okay.
You'll see. You'll see how excited the listener is. Okay, so here we go. Ready? Put on your helmet. Dave, are you ready to throw the switch? Okay, we have a little a pre-recorded countdown. And then we'll just keep you on the air, Dave, to confirm that the signal is locked in or whatever you would.
Of course, nobody. Well, only one person will be able to talk to hear us talking to Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else, enjoy the Allman Brothers.
So I guess everybody else, we're saying goodbye now.
Enjoy the Allman Brothers. What's the song? What's the Allman Brothers song?
Mountain
Jam?
Mountain Jam. It's a jam based on Donovan's song, First There Is a Mountain.
Oh, so you're in for a real treat. I think, in my opinion, we're all winners. We're all winners. The people that, the one listener hearing us and everyone else hearing Mountain Jam.
Okay, let me take us out. I'm going to put in the patch cords and hand it
over.
Okay,
very exciting. Okay, good luck, everyone.
Ready for
radio history.
Ready for the countdown?
Yes.
This is Project Command. Stand by a power transfer. Time is X minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, we're back on the air. Thanks for...
this is it. Welcome back, everyone.
Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. We're back.
Ken and I told embarrassing stories, true confessions. We had a one-on-one chat with some listener, but to be honest with you...
We didn't.
Well, we did.
No, we didn't.
We had a one-way chat.
Oh, well, they
chat.
Never called. Yeah, they never called.
Yeah, kind of frustrating.
Our one listener who's out there hearing us.
Right. Dave did confirm that the signal was received. The signal was being strongly received.
Yeah, he has a code for them. We have a code for the receiver.
Yeah, it was locked in to one receiver. We don't know if it was broadcast or digital.
Well, thank you, Dave Amos. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Oh. I know.
Wow. That was both a success and a failure.
I'm kind of mad at the listener that heard us for 25 minutes and wouldn't pick up the phone. Couldn't be bothered.
The one listener.
Would she cash in? It's like winning a lottery and saying, I can't be bothered, going back to Wawa.
Maybe I'll find out who it
was. It's only $20,000. I won't
bet
cash
you. I bet you if the person was listening, I bet you they'll email me. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
Oh, you can prove that you were the listener. By revealing Ken's secret.
Right.
His secret confession.
A horrible secret.
Yeah.
I can't believe I told that to even one person.
That's a way to prove that it was
And
you.
Andy's secret? Oh, my God. Your secret is really disturbing. It had a happy ending.
In some ways, more so than yours.
Yes, it had a happy ending, but still.
What was the happy ending? That I got caught?
Yeah.
That I got nailed.
Yeah, thank goodness you got caught.
Yeah, well, the security would be you. You can't mess with them. That's the lesson of my story.
Hey, the record fair is this weekend. We haven't had one in 4.5 years. It's at the Knockdown Center in Maspeth, Queens. There's information at wfmu.org/recordfair.
Oh, and if you want to pledge to that October fundraiser.
Oh, that's right. The imaginary fundraiser.
The imaginary fundraiser. If you list, Ken and I are going to record a show for our people that pledge, a special show. We're allowed to curse. So if you have a special curse word or any phrase at all you'd like us to incorporate
right.
in the show, when you pledge, please include
It's that. Another secret show. It's another version of the secret show, although...
Well, it'll have to be more successful than
yeah,
this.
More successful than tonight's experiment. But so far, 43 people are going to get our special secret show.
Oh, good.
And once again, you just go to WFMU.org, make a pledge to 7 Second Delay and to WFMU, and let us know what the phrase or curse word is that you want us to seamlessly work into our conversation and our hysterical banter on The Secret Show.
Well, Dave Amos is my hero. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And also, don't forget... your isolator bunny is just made history. You've been listening to the first ever unicasting experiment.
Yeah, you've got a lot of explaining.
Well, you haven't been listening. I guess everyone's listened to their
right.
to their part of it.
You've got a lot of explaining to the Radio Hall of Fame on how you killed broadcasting and you've brought it back to the face-to-face conversation.
How it began. Look, the first radio broadcast was one person, Marconi, broadcasting to his assistant. We went back to there, back to our roots.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
That is a good point.
I stumbled onto a good point.
Okay, yeah. No, it happens. It happens. And don't forget about the...
Wait. Anybody calling? Just check the phone one last time.
No, nobody's calling.
Damn.
7 Second Delay Puppet Slam, Saturday night, October 28th. 10 puppet acts, only one of which is pornographic, and it's puppet pornography, not human pornography. You can get tickets at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibesh.
Is he going out? Is he broadcasting to everyone?
To everyone.
Oh, that's a little change of pace.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.